From the WLRN studios of the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. For better or worse, the act of commuting by car, bus, or train is part of South Florida's culture. An art project called the Commuter Biennial hopes to bridge traffic culture with the fine arts, even if you're stuck bumper to bumper. WLRN's Danny Rivero spoke about it with co-founders Laura Randall and Courtney Levine.
What can you tell me about how you conceptualize this project, creating an art fair specifically aimed at people who commute?
The idea was born with my own personal commute to and from work. I worked in the Wynwood area and I lived in Palmetto Bay. So I noticed, since I work in the arts for an art museum, that there was sort of a disconnect between the way we engage with contemporary art in the urban center versus the suburban neighborhoods on my drive home. So I was looking for art that was in context with the surrounding area. And I found a lot of areas that were ripe for artistic intervention, right? So billboards, areas like drainage areas that were wrapped around with fences, things like that.
As this project's come together, I think the vision really is about both addressing sort of how we live our lives, sort of transversing these pathways to and from suburban areas and the urban core, and also about democratizing access to contemporary art. There's this added schlep component to get to an art exhibition. And even for those of us that work in the arts, that can, you know, be a small deterrent at times.
Where are some of the communities that you're bringing art to where you feel like it doesn't typically end up, unless someone is actually going out of their way to bring it to one of these communities?
Hialeah Gardens is a good neighborhood. On my commute, I noticed that we see a lot of sexually charged images, and a lot of times they're selling insurance. So we have a nice artist duo named Nice and Easy, and they have a billboard that says, to enhance your drive, call 833, I'm easy too. And it's a little bit of a bait and switch. So we thought it would be a fun area to have that imagery.
Welcome to enhance your drive. We are nice and easy. You can be nice and easy too.
They also have a second location for that billboard down in Florida City. It could sound a little bit salacious upon first glance, but you call the number, you know, the numbers, I'm easy too, right? We all kind of project our own interpretation onto that as something that might be a little sexy. And when you call, you're directed to a recorded message that is a mindfulness meditation, mostly geared towards creating this mindfulness practice of driving in your car, calming your road rage, being present in the moment, reframing how we look at those moments of tension when we're in our car.
Where am I going?
Here.
What time is it?
Now.
So this project, the Commuter Biennial, has been going on since July, but it's going on through October. Can you tell me a little bit about some of the things you're excited about from this point in September moving forward through the end of the project?
People often think of Miami as this very picturesque city, and they think of public art and maybe Christo and Jean-Claude in the Biscayne Bay. So instead of the Biscayne Bay, what's sort of the antithesis of this? So my thinking was Blue Lagoon. It's this massive body of water, and everyone sees it on the 836. So we're going to have a floating sculptural piece in Blue Lagoon, and that will be in October for 3 weeks.
Then we have a work with Magnus Sodeman, who's going to do some en plein air painting on his boat in different bodies of water, starting in the Blue Lagoon, but also in some other bodies of water where he'll be nearby traffic and high traffic areas, but painting from his boat.
Having Magnus, who's a great painter, paint live for thousands of cars going by sitting on the 836 was really important to me because it's something that you can look at and you can grasp.
When cars around us are slowing down and stopping for no reason, this is a sign that we must also slow down and stop. Our feelings of anxiety and being hurried are released when we take it slow.
That was WLRN's Danny Rivero speaking with Laura Randall and Courtney Levine about the Commuter Biennial. The project runs through the end of October. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.